Hello, and welcome to the Responsive Family Sleep Podcast. I'm your host, Kim Hawley, holistic sleep coach, lactation consultant, peaceful parenting educator, and mom. If you've ever felt overwhelmed by all the conflicting sleep info, frustrated with sleep information that just plain felt wrong, or searched desperately for a truly gentle and responsive sleep approach, then you are in the right place. In each episode, we'll be answering your most pressing baby and toddler sleep questions, busting those sleep myths, and helping you understand truly developmental, biologically normal baby and toddler sleep, plus encouraging you to trust your intuition along the way. Let's get started. Hello, and welcome back to this week's episode. We're talking about baby sleep stories. Not the kind that you read to your baby, but the narrative, the vision of what baby sleep should be that you have in your head when you become a parent. Now, ideally, we've reflected on this before we have kiddos, but as I myself have said on this podcast previously, I certainly didn't do that. And I know a lot of parents don't really do that, right? We just kind of wing it or be like, oh, we'll figure it out, or there's lots of books out there, I'll be okay, and don't really have a good idea of what we even think about sleep, let alone what's realistic of those thoughts that we have around sleep. And so your infant sleep story is that narrative that you've created around what sleep is supposed to look like. And sometimes we're doing that actively and explicitly, and a lot of times it's more subconscious and bias and judgments and expectations that we haven't really examined. Now, we hear a lot of information about sleep from a lot of places. So that sleep story is shaped by a lot of influences, right? The strongest ones are our culture, right? How does our culture talk about baby sleep? Our family, how does our family talk about sleep? How do our parents talk about how we slept as babies? How do they talk about how other babies sleep? How did they parent you around sleep, right? That stuff matters. And then, of course, media and our peers as other parents, as we're becoming parents. What are we hearing from those areas? Social media, regular news media, parents and parent groups, you know, virtually or in person. And what are our doctors saying, right? What are our experts in positions of authority saying about sleep? Because that's really going to impact on how we view sleep. So pausing and just thinking, what is your gut reaction to these questions? Where should a baby sleep? When should they sleep through the night? And when should they sleep independently? And what does that even mean to you? Right? Those three questions are a good starting point to figure out, like, what is your kind of gut instinctual vision of what sleep is supposed to look like for babies? And then take that and talk with your partner, you know, talk with your immediate support system. How well does it match up? Because if you're coming from two very different cultures, you might have very different answers. Even if you're coming from the same culture, but very different family backgrounds, you might have very different answers. And to be honest, even when we do talk about these things ahead of pregnancy, sometimes our pregnant ideas and our babies actually here on the outside and we're parenting them ideas can be very different, right? So once we've kind of reflected, like, ooh, how does my family talk about sleep? How was I raised about sleep? Did I learn anything, right? What's our cultural messages that I'm getting? What are these basic ideas about what baby sleep is supposed to look like? Then we need to actually bring in what's normal, right? Now, I have tons of information and tons of places that you can access on that, and I'll link to my developmental expectations blog in the show notes so that you can really go look, like, what is a reasonable expectation for baby sleep at my baby's age? But broadly speaking, those developmental expectations, if we're talking about a developmental or biological baby sleep story, it's that babies are meant to be close, and that need for closeness is vital, and that babies and young children are designed to wake and need parental support to go back to sleep, and that the more we create connection and safety and security around sleep, the more we're laying a healthy foundation for sleep. And of course, your baby's temperament and age and so many factors are going to shape what that looks like. But, you know, babies are meant to be close. They're meant to need our support. They're not designed to be independent. And so bringing those principles to wherever your baby's at are going to tell you a lot, right? Some babies just naturally sleep more independently. They don't need as much around sleep. And that's okay, right? And some babies naturally need a lot more support around sleep, and that's okay as well. We just need to find that sustainable way for your family to do that. So this is mostly a food for thought episode, right? What is this narrative that you have, and how does it keep showing up? Because I don't feel like this is a one-time reflect, you know, figure it out. Oh goodness, now I've totally got realistic expectations around sleep. What I found for the families that I support, and, you know, just observing other parents as well, is that you are re-engaging with those expectations and that narrative, right, that sleep story at different points throughout parenting. And I love this. One of the parents in my Responsive Family Sleep Group Coaching Program, which is actually where I got the name of this podcast for, I remember having a conversation with her around, baby was around a year, and they've been happily bed sharing for a while. And, you know, she's like, I feel like we need to work on independent sleep. And I was like, oh, tell me why, right? And so we were talking, and some of it was to have a little space in the evening to spend together, right, as a couple. Totally reasonable. But some of it was also like, oh, well, she's a year, so I feel like we should be working on it, right? And they had a highly sensitive little one who needed a lot of touch to co-regulate. And so we get in those spaces where it's like, it's valid to want to work on it because you want to work on it. And also, she was feeling some pressure because now she had a toddler and she felt like she was supposed to be working on it. And that's where kind of examining that sleep story and like unlearning and relearning can really help you make decisions out of what you need for your family versus, you know, what you feel like you should be doing. So I hope that gives you some food for thought. I would love to hear what some of those questions brought up for you, you know, around how your family talks about sleep, your culture, you know, where baby should sleep. What were those initial things that you thought about, especially, you know, looking back, reflecting back to maybe before you've learned more about biological norms, and how has that changed your journey? So always happy to hear from you over on Instagram. If you want to send me a DM, if you want to email me through my website, I love hearing from you all. So enjoy reflecting on your sleep story and how that can change and evolve moving forward. Thank you for joining me today. I hope this episode left you feeling more informed, confident, and encouraged on your sleep journey. And just a reminder before you go that nothing in this episode is individualized to your specific sleep situation, nor is it to be taken as medical advice. Take what resonates, ignore what doesn't, and check with your healthcare provider about any medical concerns. Take a moment to subscribe to this podcast so that you'll never miss an episode. And take a moment to rate, review, or share an episode you love on social media. All of that helps parents just like you find me, this podcast, and this gentle and responsive sleep information. I'll see you next time.